Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the Federal Reserve is set to look past the turbulence that has gripped global financial markets in recent days, and lay the groundwork for raising interest rates in March as it attempts to counter rampant inflation. The Federal Open Market Committee is expected on Wednesday to keep its main policy rate at the rock-bottom level it has been at for nearly 2 years, while signaling its readiness to begin raising the rate more substantively in an attempt to cool down the US economy. The central bank's statement will be released on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by a press conference with Jay Powell, Fed Chair, shortly afterwards. Next, Boris Johnson has told Tory MPs, "We'll get through this," as he prepares to receive the long-awaited Sue Gray report into lockdown-breaking parties in Whitehall, and fight for his political life. Johnson's allies have begun rallying support on a crucial day at Westminster, with one minister warning rebel Tory MPs that if they topple the Prime Minister, they could force an unwanted early general election. Gray, a senior civil servant charged with investigating the Partygate scandal in Downing Street and other government departments, has completed her report. And now, Citigroup will undertake a 3-year overhaul of its London skyscraper, costing more than £100 million, in what the bank has described as a vote of confidence in the City of London after Brexit, and the future of the office post-pandemic. The bank on Wednesday told its 9,000 London staff about the project, which will require them to relocate until 2025 while the work is completed. The Wall Street lender bought the 200-metre-high, 42-storey tower at 25 Canada Square in Canary Wharf for £1.2 billion in 2019 as part of a global strategy to own, not rent, its major office buildings, to save costs. Next up, ARK Invest founder Cathie Wood said the sell-off in unprofitable tech companies that has hit her investment fund's performance had only increased her conviction in her positions as she declared that innovation is on sale, and urged investors to look beyond recent market volatility. Wood spoke on Tuesday at ARK's virtual Big Ideas Summit 2022, following a big drawdown in her flagship ARK Innovation Exchange-Traded Fund, known by its ticker ARKK. Shares in the $12 billion vehicle, which combines an ETF structure with a capacity to pick stocks, are down 27% this year, and have halved since a peak last February. US stocks closed lower on Tuesday in the latest volatile session as investors prepared for the US Federal Reserve to raise interest rates as soon as March. Measures of expected short-term volatility in US equities, such as the CBOE VIX index, were well above historical averages. And finally, Jay Staley pressed JP Morgan Chase to keep Jeffrey Epstein as a client, despite the fact that the disgraced financier had been convicted of prostitution offences before the bank cut him off as a customer in 2013, according to two people involved in the discussions. Staley made the argument to other senior officials of the bank, as JP Morgan examined whether Epstein's conviction in 2008 of soliciting sex from a minor, which resulted in a 13-month prison sentence, was grounds to remove him as a client of its private bank, the people said. Staley, then head of JP Morgan's investment bank, argued during the year before the bank dropped Epstein as a client that he had served his sentence and paid his debt to society, one of the people said. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.